Trumpeting Messiah. There's a new Messiah in the White House. Alright, do we need to stop and do a sound check? Because I moved shit. Are you sure we're good? I don't think we're good.
What do I know?
Well, for one thing, I know that right now I'm whacking the fucking microphone stand into the wall. I know that. Is that any better? Now I fucked it up worse. Perfect. Ah, fuck it. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, we'll fix it in post-production. It'll be okay. Here we go. And hi, I'm the Great One himself. I'm the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, and you're not. Go fuck yourself. I've been podcasting for 12 years. Have you been podcasting for 12 years? No, you haven't? Oh, my ballsack in your mouth. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile mine until that comes and destroys the fucking status. All around the world. All around the world. I have a fucking gin and tonic in my hand. Got my feet kicked up on the desk. I was smacking the microphone stand into the wall. I would prefer to have been smacking some ass, but I don't have any ass here to smack in the control room. Lovely and adorable Randy, but I can't smack her ass because she doesn't do that. And you can send me email, God, dog spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com on the motherfucking interwebs. Gin and tonic. I was going to cut down on my alcohol intake this week. That's not working out very well. This is the only booze I've had all day long, though. Alright. Today we're going to talk about the intellectual retardation of pretending reality isn't real. Now, I wasn't going to talk about this, but there are two things that made me say, oh, fuck, I guess I gotta talk about this. First of all, in the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, where I explained to you that Muslim countries are shitholes, and we know this for a fact because of the way people behave, namely that Muslims are engaging in a behavior in which they are leaving Muslim countries and coming to Western countries. Now, there's two possibilities. Either the Western countries are, in some way or another, better than the Muslim countries, which is why the Muslims would leave the Muslim countries and go to Western countries. If the Western countries were sufficiently not better, equal to, or even worse than the Muslim countries, Muslims would not leave Muslim countries and go to Western countries, unless, of course, those Muslims are stupid. But, of course, what we're being told is, no, those Muslims aren't stupid. Why, those are the smartest people on the planet Earth. Muslims are the religion of peace, and they're intelligent, and no Muslim is going to admit that the people leaving the Muslim countries are the stupid ones, right? So, they must be smart. Therefore, if they're smart, there must be something better about Western countries, which is causing them to go there. So anyhow, I talked about that. And then I talked about the billion bimbo bitch march that happened across the United States, and even apparently, according to some of these news sources, across the world, because people in foreign countries have nothing better to do than worry about who the president of the United States is, which illustrates to you how fucking dependent foreign countries are on the United States. Why does it matter to them? This is like, I don't give a shit who's in charge of other, I barely give a shit who the president of the United States is. But I certainly don't give a shit who's running other countries. The fact that other people in other countries care about who our president is tells me that our government is spending too much of its time and too much of my money focusing on what the fuck is going on in other countries. Who the president of the United States is, well, the United States shouldn't exist because we should live in and capitalize. But who the president of the United States is really shouldn't fucking affect anyone, much less people in other countries. So in the process of all this, I typed some shit into Google because I wanted to get an estimate on how many fucking bimbo bitches showed up for the billion bimbo bitch march. And the number I found in one of the sources was 1 million people around the world. And I said, okay, so anyhow, I had that up and I was looking at it and I started reading it. And it's guys, the reason I'm going to name this podcast, I came up with a name for this podcast before I even started. I'm going to name this podcast The Intellectual Retardation of Pretending Reality Isn't Real. Because I'm reading these news, fake news, articles about the Billion Bimbo Bitch March. And these women, they're just so fucking dumb. Okay, and the whole intellectual retardation of pretending reality isn't real thing. This, not my president shit. This emotional, intellectual retardation of pretending... Guys, people, stupid fucking cunts, okay? Donald Trump is the president. You can sit around and pretend he's not all you want. He is the president of the United States. He is your president. He will give orders. He will pass laws. You will obey them. Okay? Just like people who did not vote for Obama, your fucking half-black messiah who is born without birth certificate, those people bought Obamacare because the government said so. And you obey the government or you go to jail. Donald Trump will give orders. And you will fucking obey them. That's the end of the discussion. Who was it? Was it Alexander Haig who said, let them protest all they want as long as they pay taxes? Right. What is it? The fucking April 15th is coming around. I hardly keep up with this shit. April 15th, you're going to pay your taxes. You're going to send your fucking taxes in. You can stand around and fucking whine all you want about how Donald Trump is a rapist and wear your little pussy hat, but you're still going to pay your taxes. You're going to obey the law. You are a fucking slave. Donald Trump is your president. Donald Trump is the president. He is the top member of the executive branch of the government that owns your body. The government you have to go to get permission to get married. The government you have to go to get permission to kill yourself. The government that doesn't give you permission to do drugs with your body. Okay? He is the president of the government that owns your body. Now, you can be intellectually retarded and pretend that he's not, but this is why you're a failure in life. Okay, this is why I am not a great success, but this is why I'm, because I don't sit around denying reality. Donald Trump is the president. I'm not sitting around pretending he's not. Hussein Obama was president for 8 years before this. We had 8 years of peace and prosperity. Corporate profits after taxes were greater than they ever were under George Bush. And Obama was praised for this on the Twitterverse. He bombed 7 countries in 6 years. He killed Muslims with missiles launched from flying robots. I didn't sit around pretending none of this was true so as to fucking alleviate my goddamn fucking feelings. You people, all of you fucking whores and cunts and filthy fucking liberal left-wing status pieces of shit who went to the Billion Bimbo March, you are inferior. You are fucking inferior. In Ancapodice, you would be dead. You are parasites. You are wasting resources that could be used by humans that are fucking capable of creating value for other people. You are shit. You are garbage. The other thing that forced me to go, all right, I have to fucking talk about this, is I fired up the RSS reader and I checked in on Adam Piggott's RSS feed to see what he had written lately. And he wrote about this a little bit and he showed a picture in his blog, in his website there, of the aftermath of the march. And there's all these signs, and I'll put the picture in the show notes. All these signs just thrown on the sidewalk. There's a giant pile of signs. You'll see them. Go look at the fucking picture. It says, not your bitch. I'm with her. Well, she lost, so you're a loser too. There's one that says unity. There's one that says something respect. What the fuck? Hang on, let me see if I can blow this up. Not the good kind of, not the kind of blowing it up I'd like to do. We've got one here that says feminism is the radical notion that, and then there's just a big purple bar underneath it, so I don't know how they're going to connect. But feminism is, of course, the radical notion that women own the bodies of men. Oh, respect women of color. Well, you have to earn respect. You don't just get respect for having a vagina and having color. Build bridges, not walls. Women use our power for good. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Please. Choose love. I mean, this is just sick. So anyhow, these fucking whores, because they're cunts and they're whores and they're fucking filthy fucking left-wing statist liberal fucking cunts, they went out, they did their protest, and they threw the fucking signs on the ground and walked away and left all of that there for somebody else to clean up. This is what I'm talking about. The parasitism and the privilege. What have I fucking said to you guys? How many podcasts have I said this now? All these fucking cunts that went to the Billion Bimbo Bitch March, they're not going because they're scared of Donald Trump or their protesters. The reason they're going, this is a vacation for them. They're staying in hotels. They're eating in restaurants, and their beta male husbands and boyfriends are paying for this. These are women who don't have jobs, don't have a fucking life, aren't doing anything important. That's why they can leave in a week and go off and do this fucking protesting. They don't have jobs. They don't have a reason to be alive. They're not earning their own money. They are parasites. And this is the parasitical behavior. They're so fucking, just the idea that, well, I'm not going to take my sign back to my hotel room with me. I'm not even going to my hotel. I'm just going to go, I'm going to go to the hotel room and I'm going to shower and change clothes. I'm going to put on that new dress that I bought with my husband's credit card. And then I'm going to go to the bar and the restaurant with all the women I met here at the Billion Bimbo Bitch March. And we're going to use our husband's credit cards and we're going to eat steak and we're going to have lots of drinks and we're going to talk about how the patriarchy is oppressing us. I'm not carrying this sign that I made that says I'm with her all the way back to my hotel room. I'm too good for that. I'm going to throw this right here on the street and somebody else is going to clean it up for me because I'm so fucking oppressed. Do you fucking filthy fucking cunts not understand how much I hate you? And this is why. This is what I'm talking about. You care about the fucking environment. Because somebody, I think it was Adam. Was it Adam? Do I have Adam's thing up here? Hang on. Adam's thing. Oh, hey, Adam, is your thing up? Oh, burn. All right, let me see. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck. No, was it not? Somebody somewhere was writing something about how the sign that the women doing this were caring about environmentalism. Okay, it wasn't Adam, unless it was in another post. Was it over here? Oh, here it is. Okay, it was in a different post that Adam wrote. A few thoughts on Trump's inauguration. He says, "The so-called Women's March on Washington is so ridiculous as to be beneath contempt, and I wouldn't have mentioned it at all, except that I saw a very interesting comment about it from a commenter on a newspaper article. His thought was that this march constitutes the core of the climate change crowd. They are marching not just against Trump's character, but really at the fear that he will dismantle the financial climate institutions of which they undoubtedly benefit." Now, these women are not environmentalists. These are just, no. I mean, I don't know who said this. What? No, this is wrong. Guys, listen to me. Listen to me. Fucking listen to me. I have always been right, except for when I said Hillary Clinton would be the next president. Okay? That's the only time in 12 fucking years of podcasting I have ever been wrong. Listen to what I'm about to fucking tell you. These women are not environmentalists. These women are not benefiting from the environment. These are just fucking spoiled fucking housewives that have nothing to do but have access to their husband's credit cards. These are just cunts who went on vacation. That's all this is. These women don't have the fucking intelligence to be afraid that Trump is going to dismantle the environmentalist bullshit from which they benefit. They don't have the intelligence to be afraid of that happening. These are people, and I use the term people loosely, who have the intelligence of a fucking retarded turnip. And don't ask me how a turnip can be retarded. I don't know. But if you found a turnip that was retarded, it would be smarter than these fucking dumb bitches. Now that I've done this for 15 minutes, let's get started on reading this. This is probably going to turn into two podcasts because there are 6 pages of this shit and it is hilarious. All right, here we go. Women's marches. Where'd this come from? This came from the Washington Post. Women's marches. More than 1 million protesters vow to resist Donald Trump. Resist President Trump. What does that mean? How are you going to resist the president? Again, guys, are you going to not pay your taxes? How do you think you're going to resist President Trump? Explain this to me. I mean, hey, it's not like any of you whores are being drafted. What are you going to fucking resist? Most you're not going to pay taxes because you don't have jobs. Your husbands and your beta male boyfriends and your daddies have jobs. If the 1 million people who gathered in Washington and in cities around the country and the world Saturday, if those 1 million people all dropped dead, the world would almost instantly, noticeably, and measurably become a better place. I know some women who attended these things. They're all worthless. Every one of them could die right now, and it would make the world a better place. I know, racist, sexist, homophobic. That doesn't change the truth value of what I'm saying, right? If I say that 2 + 2 = 4, and I hate black people, I am racist, but 2 + 2 = 4. Okay? The truth value of 2 + 2 = 4 is not affected by me being a racist. Every fucking cunt that attended the Billion Bimbo Bitch March could die, and there would be no negative impact on the human species. Does that hurt your fucking feelings? Oh. Let me check and say, hey, Randy, could you go on Google? Could you Google for this for me? Could you see if I give a fuck about people's feelings? Could you check that on Google? Yeah, because if you type it into Google, whatever Google says must be true because it's on the internet. It's Google. And Google is a $1 billion international corporation, and everything Google says is the truth because Google's profits under Hussein Obama, much like Julia had a baby under Hussein Obama, Google's profits under Hussein Obama hit record highs because Hussein Obama was, of course, the Messiah and he cares about poor people and he was going to stick it to those corporations and make those corporations really stop making such giant profits and exploiting their poor little workers and everything because, well, he was, of course, the Messiah, and we had 8 years of the Messiah. And that's why, you know, the United States is such a wonderful place to live in right now. So do you get that? So what does Google have to say about me caring about other people's feelings? Really? So the first result is Stating the Obvious episode 150, which is entitled Fuck You and Fuck Your Feelings. Really? Wow. Imagine that. Sounds to me like the great one doesn't care that much about your fucking feelings. Stating the Obvious 150 is entitled Fuck You and Fuck Your Feelings. If your feelings are being hurt, I suggest you go listen to that. And then I would suggest you kill yourself by shooting yourself in the face with a gun. But of course, you're an anti-gun wacko, so you don't have a gun. So go find a conservative Republican friend. Oh, wait, you're not friends with conservative Republicans because you're only allowed by your ideology to be friends with people who have the same ideology you have. And then you call that tolerance, diversity, and multiculturalism. I hate you. I hate you with every ounce of my existence. You don't understand this. If you could see the smile on my face, I hate you. If you are a left-wing statist who went to the fucking Billion Bimbo Bitch March, I hate you. I don't have words. I really don't. There are no words. On a scale of 1 to 10, my hatred for you is like a 9,723 on a scale of 1 to 10. That's my hatred for you. You hate? Yes, I do hate you because you're my enemy. You want to silence me. You want to take my property. You want to take my money. You want to take my freedom. You want to control what words I say. You want to take my podcast off the air. You want to censor my YouTube. You want to control who I associate with. Yes, I fucking hate you. You are my enemy. If you're so into this loving your enemy shit, then why don't you try loving me? You notice how it's okay for you to hate me? It's only wrong for me to hate you. This is why I hate you, right? If you were okay with me hating you in return for you hating me, we would get along much better. This is why I get along with right-wing statists a little bit better, right? Right-wing statists don't fucking, you can't hate me. Right-wing statists will be like, yeah, well, I hate you right back. Right-wing statists can fucking handle it because right-wing statists are intellectually retarded, but they're not as emotionally retarded as you people on the left are. You left-wing statists and social justice warriors, you've got a fucking lock on emotional retardation. There's nobody on the planet Earth who can fucking touch you when it comes to emotional retardation. Right-wing statists, a lot of intellectual retardation going on. But you motherfuckers on the left, you fucking dumbass fucking pussy hat wearing cunts who went to the Billion Bimbo Bitch March, you have got a motherfucking monopoly on emotional retardation. You've got that. You are the fucking masters. Nobody can deny you are the greatest at being emotionally retarded. No one can ever take that fucking trophy away from you, and it's a trophy you got just for fucking showing up. Because it's just an ingrained natural ability that you have to be emotionally retarded. Okay, how far? 22 fucking minutes in. Maybe I should try to get to the article. Oh, god damn it. I'm so glad we decided to record. Oh, boy. That's the gin and tonic. That's the sound of the gin and tonic. All right. I'm kind of craving a pizza now. All right, anyway, I'll get over it. No. What? No, we're not ordering pizza. I do not need any more fucking bread. Had way too much fucking gluten, carb, bread shit lately. It's going to kill me. All right. Women's marches. More than 1 million protesters vow to resist President Trump. WashingtonPost.com. The protest is expected to be the largest of the organized gatherings against a new president. More than 1 million, I don't know when this came out on the 21st, is the date on this. More than 1 million people gathered in Washington and in cities around the country and the world Saturday to mount, because none of them have been mounted because they're all fat and ugly, to mount a roaring rejoinder. Oh, we're trying so hard to be literary. To the inauguration of President Trump. What started as a Facebook post by a Hawaii retiree. What did I tell you about these people don't have jobs and don't do anything productive? She is a retiree. Now, is she the retiree? Did she work at a corporation for 40 years and earn retirement? Or did her husband work at a corporation for 40 years and earn a pension? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. But again, this is the question needs to be. If you're in the fucking fake media like the fucking Washington Post, and you're going to write some shit like this, you need to ask these fucking questions. Is she retiree, my ass? Hawaii retiree became an unprecedented international rebuke. Third time's a fucking charm. It's an unprecedented international rebuke of a new president that packed cities large and small, from London, which shouldn't give a fuck, it's not their concern, to Los Angeles, Paris, who it's not their fucking problem, to Park City, Utah, Miami, to Melbourne, Australia. Hey, Adam Piggott, you want to fucking stop going on vacation, go back to Australia, and fucking handle your fucking bitches back there? All right, yeah, I know, I didn't handle the bitches in Washington. If I would have had a nuclear weapon, I'd have blown them up. Okay? Oh my God, we could have got like 500,000 fucking feminist cunts and Congress and Donald Trump all in one nuclear bomb. That would have been worth it. All right, anyway, the organizers of the Women's March on Washington, otherwise known as the Billion Bimbo Bitch March, who originally sought a permit for a gathering of 200,000, said Saturday that as many as 500,000 people participated. On Sunday, Metro officials announced that Saturday was the second busiest day in the Washington subway system's history, I'm reading ahead. 1 million something something trips. By contrast, on Trump's inauguration day, the system recorded 570,000 trips. Okay. Yeah, so what? People wanting to go to Donald Trump's inauguration. You know, so at one point on the fake news media on Twitter, I saw this picture. You know, it's like, well, it was the picture cut in half. It was like, this is Obama's inauguration and this is Trump's inauguration. And in Obama's inauguration, the streets were packed. And in Trump's inauguration, the streets were empty. And first of all, there's the whole thing of, well, were these taken? Because they looked as if they were taken in the same place, but were they taken at the same time? And was it actually taken on Inauguration Day? Of course, this is what I'm talking, there's no way to know, right? It's just a picture on the internet. You can say it's anything. There's no way to really know what it is. This goes back to what I talked about in the previous episode, where you cannot argue on data points. But pretending this was real, my first thing that popped into my mind was, well, yes, but people who voted for Trump have jobs. The reason that all these people showed up for Obama, because those people are on welfare. They don't have any place to be during the day. They can go hang out in the streets when Obama's getting inaugurated because they don't have anything to do. They don't have a job. People who voted for Trump, yes, they're wrong. Yes, they're statist. No, Donald Trump is not the Messiah. No, Donald Trump isn't going to fix anything. But the majority of the people who voted for Donald Trump have jobs. That's one of the things that differentiates conservatives, very generally speaking, conservatives from liberals. You find somebody on welfare, they're all liberals, every fucking one of them. There are some liberals who have jobs. But when you find people on welfare, most of them are liberals. People who voted for Trump have jobs. That's why they're not walking around in the street. That's my first. Again, with it. So fewer people are riding the subway. Okay. Well, maybe the people who voted for Trump own their own cars. Or maybe they have jobs, so they're not going to the inauguration. They just watch it on TV. Or maybe the people who voted for Trump, maybe they're not fat, and so they didn't need to ride the subway. Maybe they just walked there. Because when you're not fat, you can walk or you can ride a bicycle. I don't know. But this isn't evidence, right? This is one of these things. Well, look, so you'll get, but it doesn't mean anything. It means absolutely nothing. So more people rode the subway during the Bimbo Billion Bitch March than on Trump's inauguration. Who gives a fuck? What does that mean? It means nothing. It's fake news. It's meaningless information. God, I'm never going to get fucking through this. This is going to take days. We're not even a third of the way on the first page. Many in the nation's capital, and many people, how many is that, two, three? Many in the nation's capital and other cities said they were inspired to join because of Trump's divisive campaign and his disparagement of women, minorities, and immigrants. Oh, good for you. In signs and shouts, signs which they left laying on the sidewalk for other people to pick up, they mocked what they characterized as Trump's lewd language and sexist demeanor. In other words, yes, Trump is fucking attracted to women. He's not a fucking beta male, right? Women are terrified of any man that isn't willing to just bend over for them anytime they want and fucking kiss their fucking asses. The marches provided a balm for those eager to immerse themselves in a like-minded sea of citizens. Ah, the echo chamber. Because we're so tolerant and diverse and multicultural, that's why we're seeking out the echo chamber. To immerse themselves in a like-minded sea of citizens who share their anxiety, their emotions, I'm so afraid, it's my emotions, and disappointment, more emotions, after Democrat Hillary Clinton, because we have to tell us she's a Democrat, because nobody would know that, right? The audience of the Washington Post isn't smart enough to know that Hillary Clinton is a Democrat, member of the party that founded the Ku Klux Klan, unless you tell them. Of course, they left out the Ku Klux Klan founding part. But anyhow, after Democrat Hillary Clinton's historic bid, it was historic. See, before Hillary Clinton, nobody has ever run for president before. Women are exactly like men. They're equal. But anytime a woman does anything, we have to make an extra big deal out of the fact that she's a woman because women are so fucking equal that they need special treatment for being women. You know, because she's so fucking strong and independent. It's historic because no one's ever run for president until Hillary Clinton ran for president. This was historic. So it's truly historic. When we stop, we, the royal we, as a society, when we stop treating the actions of women as historic simply because they have titties and a vagina, that's when you might be able to convince me that women are equal. As long as I'm told bullshit like fucking Hillary Clinton's run for the president was historic because she has a hole between her legs, then no, women are not equal to me. Shut the fuck up. Hillary Clinton's historic bid for the presidency ended in defeat. Yes. Yes, it did. You lost. Obama. It's going to take me a while to readjust to Obama not being president. I'm going to be saying President Obama for the next fucking year. Trump is your president. Hillary Clinton lost. You might want to stop being intellectually retarded and just fucking deal with it. Okay. Quote, "We just want to make sure that we are heard," unquote, said Mona Ashwuku, 27, a D.C. native. But you don't have anything intelligent to say. This idea that you should be heard, even though you're stupid, and even though you're inferior, and even though you're a parasite, and even though you threw your sign on the ground and walked away and left it there for someone else to clean up. No, you don't need to be heard. You have nothing intelligent to say. You had an opportunity to be heard. As Donald Trump said, there was just an election. That was your opportunity to be heard. Okay. Again, I'm an anarchist. I am against the existence of the government, the state. But here's the thing. There's the rule, the government. It's there. There's these rules. No, no, it's not like you didn't know the rules for how a presidential election works. Okay. You go and you vote and they count the votes and then the Electoral College does the vote based on the party. You knew how this works. You had your chance to be heard. That's how democracy works. Democracy is you vote and then you abide by the results and you shut the fuck up. That's the fucking rules. You knew this going in. Right, 8 years ago when Obama won and the Republicans were butthurt, but then they got, again, this is why I can get along better with right-wing statists. You didn't see the right-wing statist fucking whining and crying. This thing up here, oh, this is an unprecedented response to a president. Yes, because when Obama won, the Republicans aren't as fucking emotionally immature as you are. The Republicans didn't go out in the fucking streets and shit in their diapers and cry. Like you fucking cunts did. Because the reason this fucking reaction to a presidential election is unprecedented is because there have never been this many emotionally immature, emotionally retarded social justice warrior fucking femistatist cunts on the planet Earth. Quote, I want her to know she has a voice, unquote. She, this is still Mona, said of her 3-year-old daughter, Chioma, who was with her at the march. Quote, no matter what anyone tells her, especially as a black woman in America, unquote. Your 3-year-old daughter does not have a voice as a black woman in America. Your 3-year-old daughter is probably on welfare because you're probably on welfare because you don't have a job because otherwise you would have been at the fucking job. Oh, wait, did this march actually take place? See, did this take place on Saturday? In cities around the world? Saturday! It was on Saturday. Okay, maybe you have a job. It's Saturday. Maybe you were not working that day. She's a DC native, so she didn't have to travel. The women who traveled from out of town, they didn't fly in. They didn't fucking fly in Saturday morning. They flew in before. They don't have jobs. Okay. Mona is on welfare, but maybe she has a job. It could be. Your 3-year-old daughter doesn't have a voice. People 17 and younger are not allowed to vote. No, she doesn't have a fucking voice. You don't understand how democracy works. I'm not defending democracy. I've been saying for years, democracy is the problem, not solution. 17 and younger, you don't get to vote. You don't have a fucking voice. It's not true. You're stupid. You don't understand how democracy works. The Washington demonstration was amplified by gatherings around the world that nobody who's intelligent gave a shit about, with march organizers listing more than 670 events nationwide and overseas in cities including Tel Aviv, who nobody gives a shit, Barcelona, which should be nuked, Mexico City, which might be a nice place to visit, I don't know, Berlin, which used to be a good place before all the women got raped by Muslims, except it's not rape when a Muslim does it, and Yellowknife in Canada's Northwest Territories, which isn't even a fucking real country anyway, where the temperature was 6 degrees below zero. Okay, well, at least the protesters in Canada had the balls to go out in 6 degree below zero weather. They're stupid, but at least they didn't do like the person I know who went from Wisconsin to South California to protest. And yes, her husband paid for it. Yes, he did. Oh, because she doesn't have a job. Oh, God. Oh, I fucking hate you all. I hate you with every ounce of my existence. You fucking parasitical cunts. In Chicago, which is a total shithole, where black people kill each other on a regular basis and gave us Hussein Obama, in Chicago, the demonstration was overwhelmed by its own size. Oh, you see, you're saying in Chicago they couldn't do logistics. Oh, I'm shocked. Let's hear about the fucking failure of Chicago women to do logistics. Let's read about this. The demonstration was overwhelmed by its own size after 150,000 demonstrators swamped downtown blocks. Swamped? That sounds kind of racist. It forced officials to curtail their planned march, although thousands of protesters still paraded around the loop. In Boston, police estimated a gathering of 125,000. In Los Angeles, which nobody gives a shit about, officials temporarily closed some side streets to accommodate the crowds. Quote, we are doing our best to facilitate because they are squeezed into every street right now, unquote, said Captain Andrew Naiman of the Los Angeles Police Department. This would have been a great time to nuke Los Angeles. New York, Miami, Denver, and Seattle also had huge gatherings. In Juneau, Alaska, this one man, marveled that the crowd was the biggest he had ever seen on the state capitol's steps. Yes, because again, there are more parasites than ever. There are more crybabies than ever. There are more emotionally retarded people, and I use the term people loosely, than ever. This is not a surprise. There's nothing here that is a surprise. Yes, a bunch of emotionally retarded social justice warrior feminists didn't get their way, and so they're going to go out and stand around with signs. There's nothing here that's not predictable. In Lexington, in Philadelphia, marchers filled city bridges. Too bad the bridges didn't collapse. In Lexington, Kentucky, they shut down streets. In New Orleans, participants played brass instruments. Wow. Whew. This writing is just terrible. On Sunday morning, President Trump fired back on Twitter. Quote, watched protests yesterday, but was under the impression we just had an election. Why didn't these people vote? Celebs hurt causes badly, unquote. Later, he tweeted a more conciliatory take on the marches. Quote, peaceful protests are a hallmark of our democracy. Even if I don't always agree, I recognize the rights of people to express their views. Well, his first one was more accurate. No, we just had a fucking election. You got to express yourself. You participate in the election. You agreed to abide by the outcome. The outcome is that Donald Trump won. Shut the fuck up and pay your taxes. Shut the fuck up and ask permission to get married. Shut the fuck up. Ask permission to kill yourself. Shut the fuck up and don't do the drugs the government has told you you can't do. Shut the fuck up and obey the fucking government because you are a fucking slave. The fear, it's always the emotion. What I tell you guys in fucking the four-part series, why statism? I talk about how statism is based on fear. Everything is about fear. The fear and anger. Again, you need to control your emotions. I don't see the government as legitimate at all. I don't want a government at all. And yet I'm perfectly capable of emotionally dealing with the fact that the government exists and that Donald Trump is the president. You fucking left-wing status fucking billion bimbo bitch march cunts. You think you're better than I am, but you're just emotionally destroyed by the fact that a heterosexual white man who likes attractive women is the president. The fear and anger about Trump's rise to the most powerful position. You mean his election? You mean the election Oh, that's right. The Russians hacked it. Right. When everyone was saying Hillary Clinton was going to win, there was not. No, the election's completely fair. Notice how the election is always fair when a Democrat wins. It's only unfair when a Republican wins. The fear and anger about Trump's rise to the most powerful position in the United States reverberates at renowned protest sites around the world. From Torquato in Paris, whatever the fuck, to Trafalgar, in London, who gives a fuck? Hey, I have an idea. What if we fucking nuke London and Paris? Okay? What if we just, why don't you go fuck yourselves? Why don't you fucking people in other countries go and fuck yourselves? I mean this. I'm fucking sick of listening to foreigners. Why? Yes, the United, yes, our government's fucked up and yes, we have problems. Yeah, but you're in another, why don't you fucking fix your own shit? Why don't you go fuck? Just shut the fuck up. Why don't you fucking clean your own goddamn house? You fucking worthless pieces of shit. All of you in London and Paris and go fuck yourselves. I'm sick of your goddamn wife. Fuck you. Guys, I'm not bullshitting you. We should have let Hitler have France. And there are days like this one when I think we should have let him have England also. Just shut the fuck up. I seem to remember it was us, United States of the royal fucking us, who came over and saved your fucking worthless asses from Adolf Hitler. That and the fact that he was stupid enough to invade Russia. Because if he hadn't invaded Russia, he sure as fuck would own France and England right now. So go fuck yourselves. I'm serious. Go fuck yourselves. All of you. From fucking Canada to fucking whoever the fuck is in South America. I don't give. Actually, I haven't heard anything from about people bitching in South America. Maybe they have a fucking life down there. I don't know. Canada and Europe. Why don't you all go fuck yourselves? Why don't you fucking clean up your own goddamn shitholes? You know, while your women are over there in fucking Europe getting raped by Muslims, why don't you stop worrying about who our fucking president is? I fucking had it with you. I hope Trump flies over there and shits right in your face. I hope he gives you a fucking golden shower. Marina Knight, a 43-year-old executive assistant, that means she's had sex with a guy in return for a job, and her 9-year-old daughter were two of the tens of thousands marching in London. Fuck you, Marina Knight. The reason you can march in London is because we, the United States, sent our people over there to die to protect your fucking country. Fuck you, you goddamn fucking whore. Quote, this is her first march, unquote, Knight said, referring to her daughter. Yeah, your daughter's 9 years old and you're fucking her head up already. Quote, it's the first time we felt it was vital to march. I feel the rights we take for granted could go backward, and we owe it to our daughters and the next generation to fix this somehow, unquote. Yes, because Donald Trump is going to take away your rights over in England. You stupid fucking cunt. Hey, maybe those Muslims who are coming in, who want to fucking give your daughter female circumcision and fuck her when marry her when she's 14 years old, maybe you should be worried about them. But oh no, they're brown. They have brown skin and they're Muslims. And Islam is the religion of motherfucking peace. But you're scared of Donald Trump because why? Donald Trump is attracted to white women who are attractive. Oh my God, he's so fucking evil. He's going to come to England and take your rights away. Why don't you go fuck yourself? Okay, you know what? You know what, England? I think I've just fucking officially had it with you. I think you have just gone on my shit list forever. Thanks to this one fucking dumb cunt right here. I think it's over with. I think I'm done with you. I think you have just joined France on my shit list forever. I'm fucking done with you, England. I am fucking done with you. You have turned into the biggest country of pussies on the fucking planet Earth. The rights we take for granted could go backwards. Jesus fucking. In the United States, the crowds marched in weather ranging from balmy to snowy, but common to every gathering was fiery rhetoric, pink knit hats, and repeated references to the boast that offending so many to the boast that offended so many women. Trump's infamous taped comments in 2015 about groping women's genitals. And all of these women the whole time are sitting there wishing that an alpha man would touch their pussies because they're tired of their little beta male husbands who are paying all of their bills and paying for their vacation. Among the thousands of signs that marchers dumped at the end of the first day in front of the Trump International Hotel, just blocks from his new home at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, yes, the signs they dumped that other people will have to pick up because, of course, these fucking cunts care so much about other people. I mean, Donald Trump's not going to pick those up. He's going to send the low-paid janitorial staff out there to pick those up because all of these fucking cunts care so much about poor people. Actually, they just care about themselves because they're selfish fucking cunts on vacation. So the sign said, "Pussy power," and "This pussy bites back." Protesters got as close as they could to the presidential mansion, crowding metal barriers less than a block away as police and Secret Service personnel watched closely. Unfortunately, the police did not shoot any of them with machine guns. That makes me very sad. Demonstrators came to Washington from around the country, sometimes sleeping on the couches of people they had never met because they don't have a fucking life and they didn't have a job. They choked Metro bus stations, because none of them can afford cars, as they made their way to the protest. The city issued about 1,800 bus parking permits for the march, and Amtrak added extra trains in and out of the Union Station. Oh, so your protest was subsidized by Amtrak, which is run by my tax money. I subsidized that for you. You're welcome, bitch. The huge crowd delighted iconic feminist Gloria Steinem, 82 years old, unfortunately still alive, who was among the first speakers. Quote, "This is the upside of the downside," she exulted. "This is an outpouring of democracy like I've never seen in my very long life." No, the democracy part was the part where you all voted and where Donald Trump won. That was the democracy part, okay? And then, of course, well, we'll save that one for later. But the democracy happened. You lost. Shut the fuck up. Get over being emotionally retarded. Because those of us who are not emotionally retarded, we're getting tired of your fucking tantrums. And most importantly, England. 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 Go fuck yourself, okay? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, England.